Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. Ernest, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors. And it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination. That's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now.
Let's go here. Microsoft was last week, it was at its 52-week low of $232. Its 52-week high was $349. So, you know, you always talk about, people always talk about you want to invest in their 52-week low. It's at $240 now. So was the time to buy Microsoft last week? Do you see Microsoft as a company that's now on the uptick? And why did Microsoft fall so much when Apple didn't really fall that much? Apple fell, but it didn't fall to the 52-week low.
Yeah, Apple, what did it get down to? 140, what was its low? 137?
Yeah.
137?
Yeah.
And it was peaked at, what, 180? got up pretty high.
It's peak for the year?
Yeah, 182.
182.
Yeah. I mean, so it's a huge pullback. Is it a good time to buy Microsoft? I mean, it's the same question I get. Like, if somebody asks me, is it a good time to buy Apple? I'm like, yes. Yes, it's always a good time. In fact, I've added mm-hmm. to my kids' custodial accounts mm-hmm. with Apple, with Microsoft, and with Google. I think Google got under $100. So I was like, all right, well, this is my time. I don't like what Ian just said, like find the four companies that you love and want to keep long term. Mm-hmm. We've said this for 2.5 years, 3 years now. Microsoft is one of them. Yeah. I mean, you can hold up the emojis there, right? Like those are the
put
two.
That up, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if some interesting stats on Microsoft, if you look at all versions of Windows, Microsoft has 75% of share in the desktop operating system market. That is not going to change. The truth of why Apple fell and Microsoft fell, like, to put it very clear, the economy is damaged. I'm not going to say beyond repair, but this is the most critical state that we've been in a long time. And I would argue even worse in 2008. So as the market is being pushed down, everyone has so much fear, and that's why the dollar's risen so much. Everyone's like, let me just go to cash. I don't know when this is going to end. I don't have Ian's crystal ball. He won't sell me a license to it. So I don't know when the market is going to bottom out. Let me just put my money underneath the mattress. And as long as my place doesn't catch on fire, I'll be safe. And I totally understand that. But I think they have a competitive advantage as well as Apple. And as we could talk about it if we want to later, but also with Apple pushing into the NFC space, which could be very damaging for lovers of crypto and NFTs. Those are the two safest stocks, but they're falling because of global fear. Like, if you look right now, there are not too many bright spots. Oil has come down. Commodity prices have come down. Inflation is up. Volatility has not hit the peak what it should yet for a reversal. So I'm looking for like $42.30 on a VIX, or maybe 45 before we start to bottom out. We're just in the middle of an economic storm. And even though we have all the data around it, and no matter how many times I can tell you, hey, listen to Money Master the Game, read Money Master the Game, when you're in the thick of the fire, it is not fun. The only salvation that you have right now as an investor is to be able to trade short term, to be able to provide gains. And if you're a business owner, put your foot on the gas in terms of marketing and growing your business. But in the overall market, is really scary now. Like I said before, it's only maybe 30 companies, maybe 20 in the S&P 500 that are worth its weight in gold.
You and said 40. Okay, Ian.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you said 42 on the VIX?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
42 to 45 where we start to turn it around. And true, and I've been saying it for maybe a year and a half, we have to have publicly traded companies that innovate a lot better and a lot faster and actually create more value in the marketplace. One of the things I talked about with the good folks over at Meta, meeting with Will. So as a result, this is going to be a changing of the guard where we actually have to produce better returns, better products, better services that are better internationally as well, and not just get endless rounds of funding. And the companies that will do that over the next 5 years will dominate the next 50 years. But right now, this is the part of the roller coaster that's not fun to be on.
Uh-huh. Yeah, 42, that means there's some pain on the way.
Yeah. Let's talk about this. The last question before we bring our guest on is, okay, why should crypto enthusiasts and NFT lovers be worried about Apple's potential plan to take over the market? And what is Apple planning on doing?
So I know everyone always like, yo, you're Apple enthusiast. You always caping for Apple. Let me give you an alternative perspective on the not so good side. So Apple is going to allow developers to sell NFTs in the gaming platform,
mm-hmm.
in the app. So hypothetically, what if they put an Ethereum wallet in every mobile game? There's 1 billion users on the platform. What will happen as a result? You now have another major institution that is eating up the lion's share of that crypto space in tandem with JP Morgan owning a lion's share of it. And this isn't the time where I'm going to say, hey, I told you so. But anytime we say, hey, this is the greatest thing on earth, and this is for the people. The institutions are going to find a way to say, hey, let me get a piece of that thing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I was going to add to what you're saying with 100%, right? I think most people will look at it and most of the headlines will say, well, but people are going to have to pay that 30% cut that Apple's going to pay for anybody that sells inside the app. Mm-hmm. In short term, it sounds like, oh, that's a problem. Most people want to do it. But when you that piece that you said, 1 billion users into the space, that 30% almost becomes like, all right, that's just the cost to do business, right? Because you're bringing 1 billion people in. Mm-hmm. And crypto, you know, obviously, it's still very new, like 12 years in, but there's still people who don't know all the effects or how to use it or what it's even meant for. If you get mm-hmm. people on an iPhone, you got 1 billion users now in that space that can purchase.
That are
the other part,
yes.
Actively do it. But the interesting part is that they're going to sell the NFTs for US dollars. You don't even have to use a crypto to buy them, right? You can convert that after, right? You can do it, convert it to Bitcoin or Ethereum or Solana or anyone that you want to, but you can buy it in US dollars, which makes the use case even more attractive, right? Now mm-hmm. I don't have to figure out, wait, I got to buy this and get this and put this in my wallet to purchase it. No, I could just use my US dollars to purchase mm-hmm. it. The use case and the user case there, it makes it a lot more easier, which makes more people even intrigued to get in.
So that means it will be beneficial.
For Apple, for sure.
For NFTs.
Yeah, for NFTs too. But some of those companies that are relying on those fees.
I mean, but if it's supposed to be decentralized, like even after they get the merge, now it's 6 exchanges that have, 65% of the distribution. Now, Apple also has a great relationship with the government. And wait till the regulations come. Now, during times of disaster, prayers to Gunner, Thug, Surf, love you, I'm praying for you. During times of disaster and economic calamity, more charges come. So now in 2 or 3 years, they're going to push heavier crypto regulation. And you're going to start to see a lot of talk about government. I mean, from our government, is crypto an issue of national security? And if they wave the flag for Apple and say, hey, you're going to be our measure of safety and everything is done through you. Now you have JP Morgan, Apple, and the United States government eating up majority of the crypto. And guess what? If the gains are not coming from iPhone 14, when Steve Jobs' daughter said it's no better than 13, you don't think they won't run to that crypto market and get it there? It's tough, man. I know everyone said last year, I didn't know. And then here we are, JP Morgan. Mike, go ahead. Apple, US government, military, game, set, match.
So, but it is beneficial though.
For Apple. It's no different than Universal owning all the masters to, and back when Lior was at Def Jam, and it was beneficial for Murder Inc. to have a label deal, and Lior ended up with everything and went to 300 in YouTube.
Well, I think it's like, it's kind of like when crypto, when Fidelity is starting to let crypto and 401ks and different, it's beneficial to crypto because it's more exposure. It legitimizes the space even more. And it means that it's even more of a case why it's here to stay.
But it's more, okay, so imagine if, let's make up a network, ABC network. It's the actual ABC. XYZ network came to us and said, hey, we want 65% of everything that you do content-wise, but we'll give you legitimacy. Will we take that deal? I would say no. It's the same thing. So now, if we have 7 major players, and it may, of course, give legitimacy to it, and it may make the overall market cap larger, but there is not decentralized and not for the people, and it's not a tool of liberation.
Well, I think the idea of decentralized is a pie in the sky. The wealthy control everything.
Last year, no one was saying it, though, except me, and I was getting killed.
Well, the wealthy always control everything. Last year, they controlled the NFT market. Last year.
Facts.
So, you know, it's never going to be a situation where it's the great equalizer and it's the poor man's way to wealth. Like, once people see that this is a viable option, you know, the rich are going to control it. Powerful institutions, banks, hedge funds, mm-hmm. they're going to control it. They controlled it last year. They're controlling it this year.
Yes.
My graduates from my school being Forbes,
bag drop.
Mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.